Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, U-N-I-F-Y-D, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
Popcorn Ready Podcast. This is your host, Hatch, with my boy.
Man, why are you talking so low?
Is that low?
Man, what?
Well, hey, well, let me go ahead and turn this thing up, dog.
You know what I'm saying? This is Get Your Popcorn Ready.
Yeah.
I'm your host, Hatch, with my man.
Yes, the other host in the building, T.O., I'm here.
And with also the best wide receiver on this stage right now.
Yeah.
You know, I gotta, you know what I'm saying? Kendrick Bourne from the New England Patriots is in the building, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, we'll give him his flowers.
We'll give him his flowers too, bro. Already, you know
Appreciate
what we
you guys
do.
Having me, man.
Oh,
that's
man,
lit,
thanks
bro.
For coming out, though,
yes,
my guy.
Good,
you know what
man.
I'm saying? It's out in LA. I know they say you're from Oregon. You came out here before, so how you liking Cali right now?
I'm loving Cali, man. Weather's lit, man. Feeling good being back out here. Lived out here for a little bit, about 6 months, but feels good being back, man. Super Bowl weekend is always dope, man.
I see you all icing, you know what I'm saying? Icing. You know, he got a nice deal, you know, multi-meal deal. So he went to the Jacobs? Was it Jacob the Jewelers back in the day when we went?
Oh, yeah, that's what we were.
That's what we were, Jacob the Jeweler.
Obviously, we went to some places in Atlanta.
Who's your jewelry guy?
My guy is, what's his name? Freak in San Francisco.
Okay. Okay.
Carl Highline. Sorry.
Okay. That's
lost.
All right. That's
but
all right.
He a good dude though, man. But don't. I
yeah.
Like focus
explain.
On
let me
jury,
let me explain the ice. That's got to have some meaning behind it.
It took me time. You know what I'm saying? To my young players, man. You don't rush into buying jewelry. You know, you make the right moves first.
Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
It took me time. So now I'm shining though because I took the right steps to get
there.
To this
it
point.
Is.
But he a good jeweler though, man. But.
I like it. Chilling. Any meaning behind any of the jewelry?
Man. So my last name, I was born blessed, as we all were, man, for sure.
Absolutely.
I'm a king for sure, man. I'm a Leo, so.
Yeah.
I got the little KB right here, so it's like a whole little lineup. King KB, born blessed, man. It's
there
just
it
natural,
is.
Bro.
I ain't trying to flex on nobody. I'm just trying to, you know, someone's hood trophies and culture,
and that's how I was raised.
Absolutely.
So.
But I like the way you put it out there, really trying to, you know, put these young guys on game.
Exactly.
Like, you know, obviously manage your finances first, you know what I mean? Before you obviously go out there and splurge.
Exactly.
You know, never try to spend what you don't have.
Come
you
on.
Know what I mean?
Exactly.
And take those proper steps. And obviously financial literacy is something too we've been preaching on this show too to help young guys. Like obviously you're a young guy too, but I'm sure already you've seen some pitfalls of guys, you know, obviously spending more than they're earning. You know what
100%.
I mean? 100%. Or do you have anybody in your corner to help you manage those expectations as far as, obviously, your play is going to, you know, what you do on the field, that's what you do. But off the field, I think, is really what's going to set you up.
Yeah, so my new agent I'm with now, Henry Oregon, has really helped me. I got a financial advisor.
Shout out to him.
He's kind of my second advisor, man. Shout out to my dog.
Right.
But he just changed my mindset on money. Like, you know, I got a life plan now. I don't have just a football plan. I have a life plan.
Come on.
And that goes way further, as we all know. So that's how I'm living now, and it makes me live better. You know, my life is better because I have a life plan. It's players out here playing because they need the money. You know what I'm saying? They're not playing because they
love
got
the
a
game.
Plan. You know, they just playing because they need the money, and they ain't doing right with the money, as we all know, or the ratio of players going broke. So I just don't want to be on that side, and I want to help as many people not be on that side, buying real estate, buying the right things, to, you know, assets so right. I can buy all this stuff and
already.
Do the right thing. So just investing and doing the right things, man, to take care of my family. Like, you know, all the money I done got, I done just invested it. So I wasn't investing early. I was an undrafted guy. So, like, that's my point of not rushing into things. And I was trying to buy things, trying to move too fast. But God's timing is amazing, man. And that's why I'm sitting here right now with y'all, bro. And it's just crazy to think about. But people can be smart. You know, it's not hard. It's just you got to be disciplined and want to change. And once I signed and got older over those 4 years and with the Patriots, it was just like a wake up. It kind of shifted to like, okay, I know who I am. I know what's going on, and I know the impact I can have on the world. So yeah.
Right, because
that's ultimately what it is.
Right, because you mentioned earlier, like, you know, being with the San Francisco 49ers, which is where you started.
Mm-hmm.
And then you said things changed. Mm-hmm. And just like you're talking, things can change fast, you know, from obviously as an athlete, which obviously can change your financial situation.
Yeah.
Obviously,
100%.
You're now with the New England Patriots.
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing different now with the Patriots that you weren't doing with the San Francisco 49ers?
Yeah, so I was just actually talking a funny story.
tell it.
So about hydration, about being hydrated, man, really take care of your body, you know, like, it's one of the key factors.
Now, who gave you this information? Because, again, your first 4 years in the league, we all know, right? Yeah. You're just trying to play football, right? But you get to the Patriots, and you're trying to figure out how do I get my 10 years in? How do I get to 10 and 12?
100%.
Right? So who gave you the advice?
So,
what was the story?
Bill Belichick, man, 100%. Bill Belichick changed my life. He is the best coach in the world. Shout out to you, Bill Belichick.
Really?
He is the best coach in the world.
I mean, I have this idea of Bill. He's just, obviously, we all see him in press conference. He's very stoic, very dismissive at times.
Yeah.
Is he that personable, that engaging?
He is. He really is how he acts. Like, He the same guy, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah?
He ain't finna, if he tell a joke, it's gonna be the TV, but he's the same guy every day. He mean. Mm-hmm. But once you, you know, get a relationship with him and understand and, you know, have the plan with him, he opens up, man, and he shows that side. So it's just awesome. But he taught me really how to hydrate, sat me out of practice, man, because I failed the hydration test. And,
wait,
like, man,
hydration.
So, y'all have to take a pee test, not a drug pee test. This is a pee test to see if your pee is clear,
how hydrated you are. Because the darker it is.
And this is what I needed, though.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I need
as an athlete.
Because I want to be.
As a runner, receiver.
Exactly. I want to buy, and I'm trying to be the best I can be. So, you know, this is how they work. So I'm like, okay, I got to figure this out. And I kind of just found the routine. So I wasn't hydrating in San Francisco at all. So hydrating, but not.
And it wasn't like they weren't telling you to hydrate.
Exactly.
Obviously, because like I said, the trainers, they give you the template and they tell you, especially training camp, make sure you hydrate. And then, like I said, a lot of soft tissue injuries come from dehydration.
Yep.
So I'll let you go ahead and finish.
So yeah, he just sit me out, stuff like that. I'm like, bro, he's serious about this. Like, he ain't playing with me. You know what I'm saying? I told him, I want to practice, though. I've been not hydrating my whole career. I'm
good, coach. Let me go.
You know what I'm saying? We balling. It's natural. I'm coming out here. Feel me? Ocho Cinco, I'm out here. I'm ready to go. I don't care what conditions, coach. So just over time, I just learned how to, you know, drink water in the morning, drinking it all through, like, until practice. And I just found myself getting better, like, now my body feeling better. I can make it through practice easy. I can go longer after practice, throw extra and things like that. And
did your numbers go up for?
Yeah. Okay. Like everything. My body weight, I put on 10 pounds of muscle.
Wow.
It was just a shift, man. Like I really bought into and that was one of the smallest details of buying in, you know what I'm saying? So it's a small detail, but people don't think about it and they don't drink water. They just.
You have to.
And I was really like every day. Yeah. And then over time it's like, and everything got better after that.
Right.
Off that little detail, adding that to my routine. Yeah.
Because
it was huge.
The best ability
is available.
Man, come on now.
Already.
You know what I mean?
And I've been having a great few years so far.
I try to teach kids, you know, guys that we mentor, what have you. Like I said, the ability is one thing. But like I said, you can have all the ability in your world. But if you're not on the field helping your team because you're hurt.
Mm.
Or like they say, you can't make the tub in the club.
You play with a broke leg, though.
Exactly, but you're no value. Right, I'm different. But you're of no value to the team.
No doubt.
And that's what I try to tell people. Like, yeah, you're going to get your weights in. You're going to have your personal trainer, this, that, and the other. But nutrition for me and Hatch, we've talked about it a lot. After my third season, after 99, 2000 season, that's when the trajectory of my career ascended. because of some of the things, like you said, buying in. Yeah. I was receptive to the same knowledge from my personal trainer about nutrition, how it can optimize your performance. So is that really what you did? You were receptive, you bought in, and you saw the results of that.
So, and I can even get better with my nutrition. That's kind of what I'm working on too. So I got better with the water. That was like one of my
nutrition. That's one step.
That's exactly. One step. So now, and what they feed us as well, but it's more of, I still go eat McDonald's like Ocho Cinco. Like,
exactly.
But I think I'm with Ocho. It's not about what you eat. It's about what you do, how frequent, consistent you are, what you do every day. Right. And you can trump all the food. It's, if you're working hard, it's going to burn off. So
right, you're going to burn it.
Exactly. But don't overdo it. And, like, so you gotta have a balance, man. It's all about balance. So,
but now that you can kind of really assess yourself too. Now you know what you've done eating the unhealthy.
Yeah.
Now go try eat healthy for about 6 or 7 months.
100%.
Yeah. Try your body feels.
You know what I mean? I'm telling. I'm an advocate for eating healthy.
Yeah.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
During the course of the season, that's all I did. Once the off season, I ate whatever I did, what I wanted. Because I gave myself that 2 to 2 months or whatever, the season was over, to eat. I drank a little bit when I could. Mm-hmm. But once that season started, then, you know, my training in April, from April all the way through training camp, OT, no fried foods, no alcohol, no nothing. I hydrated, ate all the healthy stuff. And then, like I said, I saw the benefits of eating healthy. So, dude, definitely try it.
I accept that challenge.
Yeah, there it is.
You'll see. Trust me, you'll see a world difference.
That's the next thing. Like I said, nutrition was.
So tell us about now you're with Mac Jones. He's a product. I'm from Alabama. He played at the University of Alabama. Those guys, usually those quarterbacks that come out of Alabama, they the real deal.
Yeah.
I mean, early on, I mean, you guys had some, you know, didn't start out so well. Then y'all hit a hot streak, you know, y'all went reeled off probably about 8-9 games. Mm-hmm. Then the playoffs, up and down. Mm-hmm. Didn't really get to where you wanted to as a team. Tell us what Mac Jones means for you personally and the organization.
Yeah, him being so young, I think is everything, dude. He's special. His potential is big. Like he's showing all the traits to be special. That's what you want to see. You know what I mean? Like whether the year went good or bad, he played a certain way that shows the coach, Bill, me, he give us all confidence. And that's the best feeling, man. You don't want, like every game he didn't get rattled. He was like the same through every game. And that's what I can respect, you know, because when we in that huddle, man, and we looking at each other, you know how it goes.
Like, confidence.
We can see, bro. It's clear as day who ready and who ain't. And he was just one of those guys. You can see it in his eyes every time. And I just want to stay close to him as long as I can, like we talking about. So I can grow with him. And because, you know, that you get one receiver and a quarterback with a good connection can almost win a game itself. And
absolutely.
I want to be that guy, man. So just working my way up and trying to stay close with him because I know where he going to be. Right. So I'm just trying to stay with it. You know what I'm saying? Right. Stay right in his pocket and help him win and be a part of his career because, like, them Bama boys is different. They everywhere.
And lead they everywhere. You're not a Bama. You don't mean it like that. So
I'm not a University of Alabama alum, I am a Bama boy.
So when you got to San Fran, right, your rookie year, Jimmy G was there, right? Yep. Now, what's the similarities between Jimmy G and Mac Jones?
I would say, like, I mean, coming from the system, they kind of got the same mechanics. Like, they're that pocket passer. They're that type of player. Like, they can play the system, which is dope, you know what I'm saying? But they still are special players in their own way. Like Jimmy can thread the needle. Mac can do it too. Mac got like that soft touch ball. It's just, it's a different kind of play, but you know, Bill's system works. That system works. So Jimmy coming from there and then coming to San Fran to like show me, you know, how it's weird. It kind of got me ready to be in New England. Like
It did.
He was in that kind of system throwing me a certain way. And like my body movements was ready when I got to New England. It was like I'm ascending at the on God's time. Like, you know what I mean? So I just got to be ready for each, milestone. That's kind of how it connected.
And this is Jimmy G before he got hurt.
Yeah, before he got hurt, he got traded.
And you got, obviously, like I said, you were with him. and you see his game now, do you see that there is a bit of a difference in his game and how he's playing now after the injury versus, you know?
Yeah, I think he's more confident. Like, he trusts his throws more. Like, he hitting them. They was hot this year. They almost won. Like,
right, yeah. Right.
So I think he just, more confident, like, not caring as much. You know what I mean? Right. Like, bro, you going to play, just play it out. Like, whatever happens. And I think that's kind of how he was playing more. And that's why you got to the NFC Championship. I really feel like wow. You know, because I really feel like I was a part of that foundation. I was there when Kyle was
building.
And I love that I helped build that. And I love being a part of San Fran. As you know, it's a great organization, been going on for a long time. So just to have my name connected to it is dope too. But it's just a crazy, my story is crazy with Jimmy lining up and then going to New England, knowing how he was created. You know what I'm saying? Like, he was good coming in, and he was on the bench. So then I went to New England and I learned the system. Like, well, okay, that's why he was kind of advanced. That, you know, he came in 5 games, got paid.
Right. So tell us about the system.
Get paid.
Tell us about the system, because we've heard that the Patriot way, the offensive system is somewhat complex.
Yep.
I know my guy Ocho went over there, and people say that he couldn't grasp the playbook.
Yeah.
You know, do you see a difference in, obviously, like I said, the playbook, obviously, you know, they're San Francisco 49ers, New England Patriots.
Question. Yeah, Kyle's offense was definitely complex. So me learning that offense first helped me big time learning Josh's McDaniel's offense, you know, that system over there. So it was like a good transition, but because I struggled in Kyle's offense, and then going into it was still hard. It was because a lot of packages, a lot of different packages switching. Right. Everybody can play everything. So it was just another part of buying in. Like, I got to take my time to study, bro, because – I need to know the backside adjustment, you know what I mean?
Corner blitz or whatever.
So it's that serious.
You just can't know your your route.
Because you just never
side of the ball.
Know all 11
you never
players.
Know. So it's hard. Like anybody struggle. Everybody struggle. But it take who studying it the most. And it's gonna show who is and who ain't. Yeah,
it's gonna show That's up. Similar. Oh, it's gonna show
I
up.
I had a lot of mistakes in San Fran. And, you know, we all pride ourselves on not making MEs.
Mental errors.
Can't do it.
So it's a challenge to yourself. Is you going to do it or is you ain't? And if you don't, you're going to be out there and you ain't going to.
So
the game might end on you or something.
Right. Yeah. So where would you rank yourself right now amongst the receivers in the league? And then where would you need to be?
I know what you want to say. I want to see if you're going to say it. I know what you want
to
say.
You have to be truthful.
I want to see if you're going to say it, though.
I know you're born black. But you got to be real about this thing.
I honestly think I'm the best in the league. It just going to take time. But I would say I'm top 20.
Okay.
You don't want to say that,
with
the people's ranks, you know what I'm saying?
So let me put it to you like this, because – right now, played at Eastern Washington with Cooper Kupp.
Yes.
Right now, there's a lot of players, media, people in the world. Cooper Kupp's the best receiver in the NFL. So when the best receiver in the NFL says you are better than him, how does that make you feel? Because if you're better than him, that puts you up with, okay, why can't I be the best receiver 100%. In the NFL?
It's an honor, honestly, bro. Like, you know, I've grown up with that dude.
Cooper Kupp said that
about you?
I'll tell you, I got the story about it, honestly, so I can tell y'all here. I was in college, man, and my senior year, I was getting senioritis, bro. Ready to get up out of there, man. I'm like, bro, I wasn't going to 7-on-7 practices, nothing. I wasn't going to nothing. I'm at home, like, I'm finna go to the league, man. Like, you feel me? I'm at the FCS. You feel me? I ain't got no type of accolades. And I'm really likely thinking like that, but like, I'm finna get up out of here. I'm not going to class and just not making the right decisions, honestly. He came to my house, like, and I looked like that, like, he at the door and he came and sat down and he just told me, like, bro, I need you, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? I can't do what I'm trying to do without you. Like, you helped me get to, you know, the destiny. And it just changed it shifted my mind. And he told me, like, yeah, you better than me. I just work harder than you. And it shifted my whole perspective. And it was one of those days I needed, man. And like I said, I wasn't going to set. He out there every day, 7-on-7 with everybody else. And I'm there, like, who do I think I am? And that's how I thought about it. I didn't take it as disrespect.
Right.
I took it as, okay, you got to wake up.
Right. That's how it was when we came in the league. He was better than me.
I'm still better than him.
I just worked harder than he did.
He definitely didn't work harder than me. That's for sure.
But no, Cooper, he really, like, him saying that, it really changed me. Like, okay, I need to do more, like, in it. Like he said, if I would honed into something and I ascended like quick, bro.
Was it the next day?
Cooper was ready to go to the league his sophomore year in college. Right. His freshman year.
Yeah.
He was that professional.
We're seeing the results of what you're saying right now because
100%.
Right now, Cooper, he led in everything. Yards,
triple crown,
touchdown.
Triple crown.
Yeah, receiving catches. Yeah.
Dude, I mean, and this is after an ACL injury.
That's even
on top of that.
There you go.
To do what he's doing. And then obviously Robert Woods was a receiver over there. Like he was doing it with Robert. You know, and now you have OBJ on the other side of who's benefiting, you know, from obviously the double team and triple team coverage that he's getting. What do you think, you know, obviously the Super Bowl, do you think they have a chance?
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Yeah, yeah, I'm going for Coop for
you
sure.
You going for Coop?
Yeah, I'm rocking with my boy.
That's why you should.
I'm going for Coop, bro. Yeah, I want him to get it. He lost one. I lost one. We never win in college. We never got to the Natty, which is crazy to me. We always lost in like the semis or something. So I want him to get his first one.
So give us something about Cooper Kupp, because I mean, as we said, we know, we watch. What is so unique about him that allows him obviously to put up the numbers that he's put up this year? Because you got to be realistic. Everybody, I mean, defensive backs are like, yeah, what? We're not about to let this white boy just get off.
That's what they think.
You know what I mean?
So he's done it week after week. He's low-key a quarterback playing receiver.
He just knows where to be.
I kid you not.
Because
that's
this,
how smart
this is,
he is.
As a receiver.
That's how smart you're supposed to be.
That's my next challenge.
As a receiver,
I accept that challenge too. I appreciate it. So nutrition.
Trust me, man, that's two. Understanding defenses.
Playbook. Yes.
All of that, bro.
100%, bro. And that's, I'll be thinking about that. So that's, and that's why he is the best.
Yeah.
Because he advanced in that, and then his technique and skill is advanced too.
A lot of people don't look at his skill set and put him up there with the best, right? Until you look at the numbers. Because we've not, again, when we saw Moss go deep, I was like, okay, that's why he's the best in the world, right? We've seen T.O. catch a 5-yard hitch and go 40. Okay, now he's the best in the NFL, right? So we've always seen those types of receivers. We've never seen a receiver from this part of the field dominate the NFL. We've never seen it.
He's a technician. He go outside and inside.
All of
it. Running backfield.
It's unbelievable what he's doing.
And people are like,
they look at him, he come in his room right now, and they're like, think he working for DoorDash. Like he's delivering food.
Silent killer.
Yeah. For real. And it's just, like, my name is attached to him for the rest of my life. So, like, what you're saying, just being a part of him. Me and my brothers talk about it all the time. It's crazy that I went to East Washington. I almost went to Portland State because I didn't have no D1 offers. All just small schools. And, I almost stayed home, but I knew I couldn't stay home. I knew I had to leave and go learn about myself. But if I would have went to Portland State, I would have been the man, been number one and all that. But then I went over there, and it was
God's
just
plan.
Yeah. Ended on that, if you won't. The story writes, and it's crazy, man, like that I'm a part of that, bro. So I'm just kind of trying to keep working, stay up there with him.
Man, he gave you some invaluable information,
yeah,
man.
Yeah.
You know, he came, like, that, honestly, for me, that says a lot about Cooper's character.
Yeah, he's absolutely.
Him to come to your place,
for sure.
You know what I mean? And then tell you and be honest, look you in your eyes and be like, yo, bro, you're better than me.
Yeah.
But you're not taking advantage of what
God bless you.
Giving you.
Come on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Him telling from God.
Right. So, I mean, like I said, you may hear it from different people here and there, but sometimes God gives you what you want to hear from the most unexpected, you know,
people and things.
Yeah.
And so, man, take that information, man, and roll with it, boy, because I'm telling you, Bill is giving you information. Yep. He's giving you. Mm-hmm. God is talking to you.
Right here.
You just got to listen to him, man. Yep. You got the ability. You know what to do. You know what not to do. Mm-hmm. Man, take that everything that everybody's telling you, man, and just build, man. If you want to be one of the top in the league, you say you top 20. Mm-hmm. I want to see, ask you this time next year, where you are this time next year. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? And 100%. See where you are, man. Mm-hmm. Always set these goals for yourself, man, because you got the ability. Yes, you're young, you're hungry, you got family, you got motivation. Man, it's out there for you. And you can right now, we're going to be watching the Super Bowl. A guy that sat in your room and told you that you were better than him, and now you're going to see him on the biggest stage ever. Yes. You got to get to where he is.
Yeah. 100%.
So let take challenge. Us back to that, you know, that college situation, mm-hmm. right? You're at Eastern Washington. Mm-hmm. Did the, when you got arrested, did that kind of change your perspective as well? Like, okay, I'm going down the wrong path. Yeah. Let me go ahead and really start honing in.
Yeah, so I was partying a lot, man. Yeah. Like he was saying, not honing in to all my opportunity. Like, I wasn't putting all my energy into football. Like, if I would have did that, I would probably would have been drafted with him, you know? Yep, I would have been whatever, like. And just partying and being into the wrong thing, like, I was worried about my outfits more than I was.
School.
And now, you know what I'm saying? Now I'm living different. I still do the same thing, but it's different.
But you got both now.
Exactly. Yeah. I took the right steps now, like I'm trying to tell the young people. But it was just crazy situations. I ended up getting like a warning, knocking at our door. We had too many parties being loud. Mm-hmm. And they took me down to the station, man. I was like, bro, what? And we had a football game the next day.
Really? This is the day before first the game. All, get all, your butt at home.
Exactly. So
even worse,
it was actually, so
you
I went
even
in on
get
Thursday.
Away with that.
I missed practice Friday. So I sat in there from Thursday night to Friday, like afternoon, bro. For a warrant. And so they let me out like Friday night. Coach was mad. He let me play though. He let me play though.
That's fair.
He let Bobo. He let me play.
He
didn't start me though. So
that was your punishment, not start. Okay. Okay.
I only had like 40 yards. I didn't do too well. I was
little bit of a worried about
something. But that's just a crazy situation, not even though not focusing, man, and those type of things caught up to me. Like, and that's why I feel like I was undrafted, things like that. You know what I'm saying? I didn't get the result. I didn't put the work in for it.
All these things are going to fit come on draft stats.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
All of them ran slow, 4.6, 4.7.
Yeah.
I was 4.63.
Hey, but you like that. They don't understand. It might be the secret.
Game speed.
Nah, but just learning through college, man, like, changed my life. College was experiencing and being around Coop, like, gave me that football knowledge of, like, okay, I could take it to another level. And then, like, off the field, I just had to learn on my own, going through things, failing, and then, okay, I'm done. Like, and that's how it works. And that's kind of how it was in high school, too. You know, like, I was bad in high school. My parents disappointed me. I'm like, I'm done failing. I'm finna change it around. And things start going well once I made that decision. And
that's awesome.
Now, when I get to situations like that, I do the same thing. Like, I'm done with that, bro. Now I already know. Like, I don't even get into it because I already know. I'm too
Way gone.
Past that. Yeah. So.
Well, shoot. You skyrocketing toward the top, brother. Right, you know what I'm saying? We appreciate you coming on, taking the time out. Yeah, but hey, keep doing your thing.
Thank you, man.
You know what I'm saying?
Sure,
so there it is. Kendrick Bourne, New England Patriots, ladies and gentlemen.